Pente. Chapter 24, Taking Control. Caliban. The Stormbird was swallowed by the cavernous landing bay of the transport, passing into a space designated to accommodate 10 such dropships. It settled on the decking amidst the last flurry of plasma plumes, bathing plasteel with an azure glow. Astolan stepped onto the descending ramp, picking up fresh lubricant and disinfectant through the olfactory sensors of his power armor. Notes of polish and the smallest vestige of human sweat completed the input.
"Someone has been cleaning up for us," he said to Galadon, "working hard by the smell of it."
The inner doors clanked open on heavy gears, wide enough to admit 10 space marines abreast. A phalanx of serfs entered, dressed in grey carapace armor and vambraces over black coveralls, bearing a mixture of las weaponry and shotguns. They formed up in lines of 20 to one side of the bay, weapons presented as a guard of honor.
"You must be Deck Captain Tagrain,"
Astolan addressed the officer leading the corps of unaugmented troops. The rest of the Stormbird's complement arrayed themselves to either side of the First Master, 50 space marines armed with bolt guns and a variety of more specialist weaponry.
"Master Astolan!"
The deck officer snapped a crisp salute and bowed. He gestured towards the inner bay doors.
"Quarters have been assigned according to the manifest you sent. If your troops would like to follow Deck Lieutenant Haster, he will show them the way." "My warriors are well acquainted with the layout of this vessel, Deck Captain."
Astolan turned to address the space marines on his right.
"Lieutenant Commander Vale."
The officer stepped out of the line and raised a fist to his chest.
"First Master, take 2 squads and secure the command bridge of this ship." "Master?"
Tagrain looked aghast at the space marines that fell in beside Vale.
"We receive no communication of a change of command." "You are receiving it now, Deck Captain. Inform your crew that if they resist, my warriors have standing orders to eliminate any opposition. Galadon, pass the word to the other gunships. All forces are to secure the transports immediately. No delays."
Galadon looked uncomfortable at this development, but turned away to comply.
"This is..."
Targrain's complaint wilted as Astolan stared down at him through the lenses of his helm.
"Your consent is optional, Tagrain,"
the First Master told him quietly, not without a small measure of sympathy.
"I would find somewhere else to be busy if I were you. Dismiss your company before matters escalate."
While Tagrain attended to heeding this advice, Galadon stepped close.
"The order has been passed, First Master. All vessels will be seized without delay."
He paused, weighing his next words.
"No such command came from Luther. I would know it. Why the change of plan?" "Sir Luther is a man of honor, Master Galadon," Astolan replied. "He has values and principles to uphold. Such men can be manipulated, coerced, and distracted. Belath will refuse Luther's offer of alliance. He is also a man of principle. In this case, the principle of doing the most idiotic thing at any given occasion. He will order his crews to fight, and Luther lacks the stomach for such bloodshed. He would risk the freedom of his world for the lives of a few serfs. While the debate rages, it would take only a short signal from the ground to send the fleet back into the void. I would remove that option from Belath." "You ignored the Lion's orders, so that you could protect civilian lives, which earned us the Primarch's ire in the first place. Why so sanguine about innocent casualties now? You are disobeying Luther to do the opposite. Are we not men of honor and principle too?" "Not when it is too costly. Sometimes we must do a painful thing, receive a slighter injury to avoid a greater wound."
The deck throbbed with the arrival of more gunships. Astolan turned on his heel and marched back up the ramp of the Stormbird, Galadon striding to keep up.
"We're not staying," said the chapter master. "I have seen the full fleet orders," said Astolan.
Arriving in the troop bay of the gunship, he activated the internal communicator and addressed the pilot.
"Matthias, rendezvous with Master Arwain's reserve group and direct them to the battle barge."
"Affirmative, First Master."
"What battle barge?"
Galadin's confusion brought Astolan a perverse sense of delight.
"There's a battle barge?" Tsar Luther, for reasons known only to himself, kept its identity a secret. Belath didn't arrive on a transport. He commanded a warship as escort, which is not unreasonable. A friend in the orbital scanning relays picked up the sensor returns and passed its location to me.
A friend?
I have lots of friends.
Astolan closed the ramp and moved towards the seating bays near the Stormbird's aft section.
My friend also decoded an identifier signal. The ship is the Spear of Truth.
Our old ship?
Galadan shook his head.
How did it? My old command, given to me by the Emperor. The Lion took it from me at Zaramund. The Primarch, or that half-wit Corswain, must have passed it on to Belath. Who can say what that fawning moron did with his own ship?
Astolan's hands formed fists as he sat on the bench.
Perhaps Luther thought to make it his flagship, he continued.
He looked at Galadin.
I am taking back my ship, old friend. Are you with me?